Like a Virgin.
With Conchetta and Luca.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
It's Conchetta and Luca with you on your Friday morning. I'm so, so excited because joining us for a Like a Virgin this morning, oof, they are one of my favourites. It's Joey Valance and Bray. Good morning, guys.
Hey, morning.
What's up?
Oh, it's so nice to meet you in person. You've been like one of our favourite chats we've ever done, so it's lovely to have you in for Like a Virgin.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thanks.
They're lying.
They're all lying. I would never lie to you.
We say it every single time.
You guys are our favourite.
No, it really was true. Like, even last time, I remember you were both on separate Zoom calls as well, and I was a bit like, oh, when they're not on the same call, it can be tough sometimes, but the chemistry was through the roof. So
that's right.
God,
that's my brother right there.
It is dangerous to do this at the start. I mean, what if we go on now to have like 20 minutes of the most dog shit, boring, uncomfortable interview?
Yeah, we're going to be super bland now.
Yes.
Yes, no, yes, no, maybe.
Tell us about Australia. You've been here touring all around the place. How are you liking these Aussie crowds?
It's been incredible. The Sydney show was the largest show we've played to so far. So unreal.
Can we hear more about how that felt? Because that was at the end more, right? Like, what was that like?
It was nuts. I mean, just like seeing that many people enjoy themselves in one sort of place and respond to the what we have done and what we do is just, it's insane.
Yeah, I mean, at the very end when we played Disco Tomorrow, like, and everyone's like cheering, I took my ears out and it was so loud. Like,
so
I couldn't
loud.
Believe how loud it was. I was like, wow, there's so many people here. So that
actually
was a cool moment. Yeah,
that's so special.
Yeah, I was in the crowd, I was in the mix, contributing to the loudness, if
thanks.
I could say.
Thank you.
You guys commented a few times from the stage saying it's getting sweaty in here. How much can you smell from the stage?
Because it actually wasn't that bad. I was proud of Sydney.
Yeah, round of applause for the Australians because you guys smell good. Because I'm not going to say which countries, but sometimes you go places and we're like, wow, we need some deodorant in the front row.
Like, but being real, you can actually smell. I've actually never thought about that in my life.
Oh, yeah.
If you can, we can, I promise you.
And how can you not? That's always my question. Yeah. I was like, how do you not like smell yourself? Like,
whoa.
Man, some cologne out here.
But it does. It's like, you know, every show, it's like a cloud of sweat that appears in the room.
It must be kind of a compliment when you do see the sweat and the smell, though, right? If it gets to the point where you're smelling it, you're like, oh, yeah, we're really killing tonight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's never not a show where everyone's not drenched in sweat. It's part of the tour
rules.
It's
a rule that you have to be when you leave.
Right.
Well, yeah, I wanted to talk about these rules because last time we spoke to you, it was just after Hyper Youth had dropped and you're about to head out on the tour. And there was a few rules for the people coming to the show. So dancing is mandatory, sweating is mandatory, make a cool outfit. Are you finding that people are following these rules?
Yeah. They always do, man. The hula gang never disappoints.
Actually, like some of the coolest people, someone showed up in like a Godzilla, like cardboard outfit with like all of our song names all over
it.
It was incredible. Like people just make such cool art for us and we really appreciate the culture that that is formed around our music.
What's
we love
the
it.
Sort of ins and outs? Are you allowed in the cartoon or in the cardboard Godzilla?
Oh yeah. I mean, I guess. I don't think security said anything. They came in all dressed up, so whatever.
Yeah, people. It's like in good taste. People,
yeah.
Some people like I couldn't bring my like huge spiked helmet in or whatever.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's always
so
sad.
But it's so sick.
Man, yeah, I'd love to see the sort of lost and found at the JVB show.
Yes.
Like, what sort of hectic props
like
are we finding?
That's cool. Actually, we need to start having our photographer take a picture of the lost and found box. That's actually a cool idea. Well, I'm going to steal that from you, man.
That's a nice little addition. Well, look, this is a little uncomfortable for me to get into, if I can say. Like I said, I was at the show in Sydney. Absolutely loved it. But you might need to add a new rule just for idiots like me, because I went there and I was ready to party. Like, I think people sort of go there with that mindset, just ready to cut loose. And I was with some friends and I was meeting up with some more friends later. So I was already a bit like time aware. I was a bit like, oh, I might have to skip like the last song or two if it gets tight. I have to go meet my friends and stuff like that. And so I'm in there, I'm shaking ass, absolutely losing it, sweating, screaming, having the time of my life. Check my watch, go, oh my God, it's almost 10:30 already. I've just been lost to time. I've been having too much fun. Run out of there, start making my way to the other plans, check my phone. I hadn't adjusted for the daylight savings. I was like, oh, there's still an hour to go. I can get back in there. We can make this happen.
What? Wow. How's that our fault?
That's not our fault. What? A new rule for what? You not having a good watch?
It's like, what?
What? Yeah, make sure you adjust your clocks before you go see JVB, guys.
Rule number six.
This is for one specific guy, but make sure you do it.
Underlined like five times.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry about that.
It would be bizarre to see that on the list of rules as well. Like, sweat, dance, make a costume. Also,
adjust,
sure
your clock. Adjust your clock.
And just be wary. But change it in the car too if you're driving to the gig.
Jeez, that's funny.
I'm glad we got there in the end. Now, all right, we are with JVB. We're doing Like a Version. The cover will come soon, but let's get an original voice. What are we about to hear?
Bust Down.
Yeah,
that's right.
Unbelievable.
No, I seriously, I'm obsessed with this song. I'm very excited.
Yeah, this is a crazy one. I hope you don't suspect her of lying. That, like, you know, Kajeda is full of beans, full of energy, but this song is specifically crazy for.
Yeah, here absolutely. So I'm so excited for it to be in the Like a Version studio.
Dude, let's get it right here on Triple J Breakfast. Joey Valance and Bray, Bust Down. Let's get it. Bad girls make them say wow. Shut your mouth. Knock, 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 knock. Bitch, who's at the door? Wanna see a sweat come and drip on the floor. Wanna see a beyond the beyond. No clothes from Shein. Don't want to see on. I don't want to see on ya. Don't make them like this anymore. Pitchfork don't like hits anymore. I'm doing good, I just got one problem. This DJ sucks. Can you play some Gaga? Huh. Hey, what happened to the fun? Club ain't knocking, bitch, turn up the subs. I made this old track so you know what's gonna hit when I beat on them drums. Rubber bum bum, come on, yeah. So turn me on, turn me on. I made a million, made a million. And never changed up, never changed up. Cindy Sweeney called me and I hanged up. Bust down, throw it around a shit. Bust down, throw it around. And if you already up, then bust it down. Come on, you already up, then bust it. Girl, with my junk man's on, I got that sauce like Grey Poupon. Crank that shit, then Superman. Get your ass up, cause I want to dance. I walk that talk, and I talk how I walk. My earlobe shining, glow in the dark, huh? Bust down, pop and lock. Fast whip outside in the pocket lot. Feel that bass in your chest go boom. Eyes on me when I walk in the room. Drop that chick, that move, that thing. Booty so good, I gotta buy you a ring. Yo, so turn me on, turn me on. I made a million, that million. I'm half amazing and half Asian. I'm so good, you could say I'm amazing. Bust down, throw it around, I said. Bust down, throw it around. And if you are ready, yep, then bust it down. And if you are ready, ready, yep, ready, come on, come on, yeah. Yes. And as they should, they're contributing to their own applause. It's in the Like a Version studio. It's Triple J Breakfast. It's Joey Valance and Bray. Bust down. How did it feel?
We busted it down.
You did.
We certainly did.
It
was so much fun.
It was awesome.
So exciting.
The energy that you guys pack in, just you two in this room, wiling out, going crazy. It's so potent. It's so fantastic. And I've told you, this is like one of my favorite songs. If I need like a song to like hype me up for this show in the morning, I'm listening to Bust Down. So it was so good to get it in the studio.
Thank you.
Now, I've been wondering about you boys, like while you've been in Australia, what have you been like inspired by? Like, I'm sure you're always cooking with ideas and for the next, you know, year of Joey Valance and Bray, has anything inspired you in your time in Australia?
Yeah, I mean, we went to the zoo and saw some koalas. That was inspiring.
Really?
See some different wildlife. Yeah, we did that in Brisbane. The style here inspires me a lot. I like what people wear, like the streetwear. It's very cool.
Say more. What are you noticing?
Everyone looks cool.
Everyone looks cool, man. Everyone here is so like handsome and just pretty
and
looking.
Nice.
Well.
Everyone we're here and we're like so out of place.
I feel like, wow. I'm like, I can't walk outside.
Do you think that's skewed by your cool, sexy crowd? Because being in there, I was like, everyone here is hot and cool. This is intimidating.
I think it's extra hot and cool because we're in Australia.
Yeah,
honestly.
That's why.
Yeah, like no wonder everyone's handsome. I don't know. Yeah, but anyway, going back to the style. Yeah, like everyone here just like all like the tracksuits, like all the baggy like jeans and stuff.
I love that you're noticing that. Have you guys like had any time to shop here or anything?
We're always shopping.
Really?
Yeah. We just don't have it. We live in a small town in Pennsylvania, so like it's cool to go places with culture, you know?
I loved seeing the added Wollongong show jumping up in the tour. What did you think of the gong?
The gong was awesome. awesome, actually. I mean, that was a beautiful spot, too. We did a little sightseeing. We, like, parked on top of a cliff and, like, saw the water. It was unreal.
It is beautiful. You see the shopping trolley in the on the pole?
No, what?
Oh, you're going to have to come back to the garden.
We've got to go back, yeah.
I saw a bike in a bike tree. In a tree. Yeah.
There's a decent chance that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, no, well, there was, like, a bicycle that was so high, like, up a tree.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Well, it's Conchetta and Luca with you on Triple J, and we are with Joey Vance and Bray, and we do want to get towards this cover. We want to run you through the clue.
Yes. So this is the clue. We're giving it all morning. It is a pub rock classic. What pub rock song are JVB going to be covering for Like a Version this morning? Get those guesses in. 0439757555. Pub rock for Like a Version this morning. We're back after this. Triple
Like a Version
with Conchetta and Luca.
Before Like a Version and after Like a Version is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written, and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Version on Triple J.
Yes, 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 indeed. On Triple J Breakfast this morning, it's Like a Version. We got Joey Vance and Bray hanging out this morning. The original is in the books. The cover is coming soon. We'll get to it. But can I ask you about this? To me, your sound is this sort of like internet era, like updated modern take that has influences and stuff from everywhere. Loose 90s hip hop and dance music and just little bits of grabbed from different genres all over the place. How are you taking in music? Like, you're sampling from so many different things. How are they coming in?
A lot of playlists.
Yeah, I'm actually like, I'm not anti-playlist, but my like liked songs on Spotify is ridiculous. I have like 800,000 liked songs. Wait, I shuffle it.
Is that what you're doing?
That's what I
do. Okay, do you know who is also doing that? My mom. I actually can't believe that.
It's crazy.
Shout out to your mom.
Shout out to my mom.
Yeah, she knows how to do it.
So you like it just going all over the shop?
I kind of do. I have playlists, obviously, but I think it's cool. Like every day, I just hit shuffle on my likes and it just like, it takes me everywhere.
But everything.
Yeah.
I'm a very mood-based listener.
Yeah, he is.
Like very specific moods, very specific playlists.
Yeah, we're also huge vinyl collectors. Joey and I both, every time we travel anywhere, we're like, all right, let's go to all the record shops and get as much wax as we can and bring it home.
I have every Skrillex record on vinyl.
Dude. Yeah. Oh my God.
Don't mean to flex on you listeners right now, but that's pretty impressive.
It is impressive.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, to get into that a bit more, so like we said, one of our favorite past chats and one of the things we remember is when we last spoke, we played Hunt, Marry, Kill. I don't know if you remember this, but we played Hunt, Marry, Kill with dinosaurs because of you, Joey, and you said you had to kill the brachiosaur. You were humping the pterodactyl hard, I remember.
Hard. Wow, hard.
And wiping up the T-Rex. Yeah. You were marrying the T-Rex. So we want to kind of run you through another one. And
okay,
like,
sure.
Let's go into more of like that, how we're listening. So Hunt, Marry, Kill for you both. We'll go one at a time. Okay. Vinyl, CDs, and streaming.
Ooh, wow.
So I'm gonna hump streaming because it's like so accessible and like it's hot. It's got everything.
It's
you
like
know?
A one night stand.
You get really everything just right there as fast as possible, in and out. Right,
that's good.
It's so transactional.
And then vinyl, you're gonna marry because you get this artistic beauty. You get something physical. Surely. You get like it's real. And I'm killing CDs, man. It's like, what's the point?
Wow.
Really? I was not expecting that from you.
They're like a middle.
Love.
They're a
it's
middle
like
ground.
CDs are just like, what's the point in getting them if you can get a vinyl?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And if I wanted to listen in my car or computer, I was playing my phone.
Okay. That's actually so real. Bray, you sort
of
interesting. Same?
I'm kind of the same, but I want to switch it up just to be fun. So let me see what I can do here. What am I going to hump? I'll probably, honestly, I think I'm going to hump the vinyl just because like, I don't know. There's something very like sensual about a vinyl. You have to like it's like you said, it's tangible. You have to like flip it over once it's set. Right. You gotta drop the needle on it. You have to care for it.
Spend
you have to
like
you know what I mean? It's kind of like a romantic type of thing.
Yeah, there's a tenderness to the needle.
There is.
Drop.
There really is. You have to be nice with it. And then I'm gonna kill the streaming. I just am like, sorry. That's crazy to say, but it's true. It's like kind of grew up in an era where the streaming wasn't even a thing for us. So I still had to like go on YouTube. YouTube and find stuff. And my first CD was a Daft Punk CD. So you know what? Sick. I think I'm going to marry the CD. It has such a soft spot in my heart. And like, I still have a CD player in my car, actually. So I still collect CDs.
Is the Daft Punk still rattling around in the car somewhere? That's like all the CDs I own.
I still have it. Yeah, I still have it. Yeah, my dad gave me his old like CD, like the case that keeps them all like in the zipper pocket thing, so you can like go through them. Remember those?
Yeah, super sick.
So sick. I think you're driving, you don't have phone reception, like, you know what?
Yeah,
we're back.
It's time for a CD. Time for a CD.
All right, let's move towards this cover. Before we get to it, Joey, one last question. I'm seeing a lot of photos of you on the internet with swords. Can we put a number on it?
Bro,
how many swords do you own?
I think I own like 3 swords. It's okay. Not as many as you'd think, but they're just cool, man. It's like, it's a sword, bro. Look at it. It's sick. Like, I don't even know what to say.
What can I say?
It's just like sick. Like, it's cool, man.
That's so cool. It's like a sword. You shouldn't need to say anything. It's just like, look at me with the sword.
Yeah, it's like such a cool accessory, you know? Like, it's the same thing as wearing, I don't know, like a hat or a scarf.
Yeah, but
I got a sword on me. It's like,
it sounds like an airport.
Not only am I look cool, I'm like fully ready for battle.
Whenever you get GQ, you got to post up with a sword on the cover.
Oh my God. You styled with some sort of insane sword, please.
That's so funny.
That's great.
It's Congenital Luca with you on your Friday morning. No swords here in the Like a Virgin studio, but we are about to get into a cover. We've told you all morning. The clue for the song is it's a pub rock classic. Joey Valencembre, you can now tell us what the hell are you about to give us in the studio?
Security by Amel and the Sniffers.
Unbelievable. I was
banger.
Stoked, banger. Shocked Tune. When I saw this come through as the selection. Why this?
Thank you.
I mean, Joey and I are both huge fans of the band, and we really wanted to do like an Aussie band. And not only that, we like covering songs that are like women led, like women voices. Like, it's just cool to cover stuff like that. So,
We love a contrast too. And like, especially because we sort of have this punk energy that we hold a lot in our music, to sort of go that route and give a little bit of a nod to that. It's just so cool. And we love the band, and we're so excited.
Okay. Well, let's not wait any longer. It's Joey Valencembre in the Like a Virgin studio about to give us their cover of Amel and the Sniffers' Security. Boys, go crazy. Lawrence and Bray covering Amel and the Sniffers' Security. Hearing you be like, we love this band, we love this song, and you saying like, it has all this energy, that's exactly what you gave us. Like this song, it's so like lame to say it, but I was like, it sounds like you made it your own. Like it just felt like it would sit in the set. It was so perfect. And watching you guys like thrash around, you guys make me happy watching you perform and how much you love this song. It went absolutely mental. How are you both feeling about your cover?
Very sweaty.
Very sweaty.
Yeah, it stinks sweaty. In it.
What? Oh, all right. Here we go.
I wish I had my sword right now. So that's a lie sleep.
Because I put cologne on and deodorant. So don't say that right now.
No, I mean, it's dude, we have so much fun. We love music. Like you can tell.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 100%.
We're not up there.
That song is so carefree and punk and in your face. It's so fun to perform.
Yeah, yeah, unreal. I was shocked when that was a selection, but of course, it just makes so much sense. It's like a perfect alignment. You got to go and check out the video to see the energy flying off these boys and maybe a bit of sweat as well.
Yeah.
Fellas, thanks so much for hanging out this morning. What's the next little while look like for you? Off to Europe and so on?
Yeah, we're going to be in Europe all summer. So if any of you Australian people out there are going to be vacationing in Europe, come see us at the show, man.
Yeah. I mean, we're just going to come home and start working on some new things. So, and Amy, if you're listening, I hope you hit us up. And
Let us know. Let's hang out at the festival or something.
Man, the tour does feel like relentless. Is there ever a point when you want to take a rest, or you're just like, hey, if we can do shows, we want to do them?
Yeah, I mean, it's super tiring, obviously, and like going out every night and giving it your all, it's just part of the job, but we've gotten pretty used to it. We've been on tour for, you know, it feels like our entire life, but, you know, it's just got to do what you got to do.
We're spontaneous guys, so like that's what it's been. It's just been like one thing after another, just keep it going, and we want to build this, and we care, and we want to make it last forever. So.
Hell yeah. Well, let's not stop. It has been so good having you in the country and having you in For Lack of Version. Boys, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
It's Kenjetta and Luca with you on your Friday. Stay with us. We'll tell you who's doing Lack of Version next week after this.